This is a CBC podcast. Tune in to Wiretap and enter the mind of Jonathan Goldstein. It's a nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there. Part monologue and part telephone conversation, Wiretap ushers you into the endearingly odd, funny universe of Jonathan's friends and family. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or at cbc.ca/wiretap.
Some researchers are on the move at Acadia. They've just received funding for a human motion laboratory. Information Morning's community contact Claudia Tugwell joins us with the details.
Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning. Isn't it amazing how we get so hooked on internet? Just thinking as you were talking there, Don, my gosh. But we're on the phone, and the phone's still working, so this is good.
Alexander Graham Bell, we're grateful to him. But I'm still discombobulated.
I can understand that. Well, I met the other day with a very bright young professor, Dr. Scott Landry. He's in kinesiology at Acadia, and he was filling me in on some of the details here about this new human motion lab. And it just sounds like space age, Don.
Tell us a bit about it.
Well, it's a huge grant of money has been given for this jointly from Human Motion, or from the federal government, Canada Foundation for Innovation, and from the Leadership Opportunity Fund, and then a private donor, and then a little came from the Kinesiology Society at Acadia. So almost $1 million for this. And it's a lab. It's set up in the old, for those people that are listening that know the Acadia site, in the old weight room, there was another room, a sort of an anti-room, a smaller room off of it. That room has been designated now because there's a new weight room at Acadia. And that room, which measures 8 by 18 meters, Scott said, that's going to be the room. And it's going to be set up with cameras, with sensors, which will, this is, blows my mind away, 1,000 frames per second. So if you were to go to, like, a physiotherapist or a sports therapist, and they wanted to, if you said there's something wrong with your foot, and you walked along the floor, and they said, let me just watch you as you walk and look at your gait, the human eye can only see so much. Well, with these cameras, and if you have sensors on your feet or whatever, your legs or different parts of your body, these cameras are so incredibly detailed in their function that they can analyze, and with these sensors they can analyze where the stresses are, all kinds of things, as well as break up your walk up into, as I said, 1,000 frames per second, and then computers can analyze it and find out more about what's happening in your body as you're moving.
Is this meant to be a study of sort of human motion, period, or is it meant to have a therapeutic component if you, in fact, have a problem with your knee?
Exactly. And it's multidiscipline. So you've got students from different disciplines that will be using this equipment. And Scott was very, he was very excited when he was telling me right away. He said, you know, I studied at Acadia. And when I was at Acadia, I had the opportunity to do some research with some of the professors. And he said, it's just for students to be able to be part of sort of cutting-edge research, it really enthuses one and thinks of maybe what the possibilities might be in their own life as far as their own careers go. So it's that. Plus, it's also going to be used by other professors that there'll be people coming in. There are programs at Acadia that encourage older adults to come in, use the weight room, exercise. Maybe they've been sent because they've had some problems and the physiotherapist has set them up with different things, or maybe they want to prevent problems from happening. Same thing at the other end. Children. Scott was telling me that part of his graduate research had to do with knees, and he said I can't pronounce the condition, but there's a condition that it's about 8 times or even 10 times more prevalent in young women. And he said, if we can get the soccer teams in here, the basketball teams in here, you know, not necessarily college age, younger, and if we can see from having them go in the lab, if we can see that this condition, this knee condition, is already starting, then we can suggest different types of warm-up activities, cool-down activities that can prevent. So it has to do with preventing injury. Has to do with helping people who maybe have osteoarthritis in their knees, maybe early stage, maybe to slow it down. by the analysis being so detailed on that that will help physicians and sports therapist people, kines people, to set up programs to help, not just putting people on drugs for pain.
I see from the research that Scott is, in fact, Dr. Landry and two of his colleagues are doctors, but these are PhD docs as opposed
That's right.
to med docs, right?
That's right, but they will be working with the medical community in the Valley, and they will be, this is sort of, as I said, a multidiscipline thing, so they are going to be partnering with the hospitals, with the physio people. The other two doctors, Dr. Shilpa Dogra, she's very interested in physical activity and prevention of chronic disease in older adults. And so she will be looking at adults with asthma, cardiovascular disease, as a preventing, but also those people that have been diagnosed to assist them to have a more, be more active in their lifestyle. And then Dr. Roseanne Seaman, she is very interested in, particularly in children who have autism, and their walking gait. They often walk on their toes, and she could have this analysis of young children, and then they can look at it themselves and see how they walk in comparison to how it would be another way to walk. You know,
what about access, Claudia? I mean, there'll be people in the Valley listening to us and saying, boy, I could sure use somebody having a look at my walk.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as far as I know, it's not going to be completely available till the spring or summer of 2013. So this is going to take time.
So don't show up today.
No. But I hear you, Don, and I don't have an exact answer there other than that this facility is going to be available for people. It's going to be, so if people know about it, then they can talk to their doctors about it, or if they go to a physiotherapist, they can talk about it. They could even call the kinesiology department at Acadia and find out more if they would like to.
Very good. Just peek out the window. Any snow in the valley?
A little tiny bit coming down. It's very, very pretty. Hoping to get out for a snowshoe or ski today.
Good for you.
Before the rain.
And check your knees, ankles, and feet.
Oh, I think my knees are okay. There are other parts that I have to be careful on.
Thanks, Claudia.
Okay, Don.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Claudia Tugwell is Information Mornings community contact in Wolfville. Tomorrow we'll hear the news from Spring Hill.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting.